actually nice to be back again on this episode and this podcast. Thank you for listening to the last podcast, because growing as a designer, and together we are here again to discuss a very important topic which is applicable to everyday's life. Today's episode we'll be discussing on the role of design in everyday's life. And we all know that, and I tell people, those I've had speaking engagement with, that either live your life by default or by design. So it tells you how important design is to everyday's life. It goes beyond graphics. It is applicable to everything you do. Are you intentional about what you do? We also know that the influence of design in everyday's life is significant and has a huge widespread. Design is critical in shaping our experiences, affecting our perceptions, and also improving the functionality, usability, and beauty of the items and settings with which we interact. We'll talk about the famous product, Apple products, and their release every year. If you look back 10 years ago, or let's say 15 years ago, what we had then as an Apple product isn't what we have right now. It shows you that improvement was introduced, functionality got better, usability got better, beauty got better, and interaction became sweet. That's why you see a lot of people spend huge amount of money to purchase those devices. We also noticed that the ecosystem became wider and bigger. So it tells you how important it is to have a life and live a life by design. We have some significant characteristics of designs in everyday's life. We talk about problem solving and innovation. If you don't innovate, you die. Design is fundamentally about solving problems and meeting human needs. You don't call yourself a designer if you can't solve a problem. You look for the problem. You notice a gap. You introduce a solution to the people who has a problem. Designers use their creativity and problem-solving abilities to create unique solutions. If you are a designer and you can't use this creativity you have, the one you learned, and for those who have it by default, to solve problems, then it means that you are not improving the quality of people's life. Whether it's creating user-friendly products or intuitive interfaces or efficient system, design strives to make everyday's chores easier, more efficient, and more pleasurable. We talk about the emotional connection. You notice that over time, you look at the bank apps, you see some new updates that comes in. Aesthetics has to be improved so that it can have emotional connection with your user. Same thing happens to a design. For instance, let's pick a design for a naming ceremony, and for instance, a design for a burial. You can't compare both together because we have two different emotions connected to these things. So it tells you that the aesthetics of an object or a location can evoke feelings of delight, appreciation, and beauty. Design employs components such as color, shapes, texture, and form to elicit various emotions and communicate the message. In the first podcast, I think so, the trailer, I discussed about fundamentals of design. It shows you that for any design to be relevant, these key things has to be there: color, shapes, texture, because these things are things that helps communicate message, visual languages, and communication. Now, design is a form of communication. Design efficiently conveys message, information, and brand identities through visual components like typography and layout. Now, there's something I tell designers, especially newbies. If you don't master communication as an individual before you communicate through your art, you have issues, no matter how good you are. We have a lot of good designers who are very poor in communications. They don't give feedback to their clients. They tend to feel that they are being pushed to the corner. But no, learn communication, because it helps you a lot. As you learn communication, this is what will bring in your ideal clients, because no matter how good you are, if you have bad ethics, you have bad character, no clients will want to work with you, because they know at the end of the day, you might be good at your craft, but you don't have human skills, things that keep you glued to your client, things that keeps your client glued to you. So you notice that communication is very key as a designer. Surround yourself with good designs, learn from the best, improve on your character, and you're going to be the best. Design has a cultural and social impact because it reflects the impact of the society. Yes, design and social impact. It combines the cultural allusions, historical influences, and social ideals to shape and reflect on specific times and places. Now, for instance, if I'm designing something for a very, very, very important location, I need to go do my research, understand the history behind what happened in that location, and come up with something that speaks to that location. It shows you that you are being diligent in your work. We also notice that in everything we do, design has a role to play. From the car we drive, to the system we use, to the phone we use, everything was designed specifically to solve a problem. So as a designer, I will really wish and implore that you live your life by design. Your craft should also be intentional. Your craft should also spark emotions. Your craft should tell stories. And with this, trust me, you're going to be a top guy in the industry. Not just top guy in the industry, but you're going to be a top guy to your client because you're going to solve problems. Overall, design functions in daily life is to improve our experiences. No one would want to spend huge amount of money to buy a house and they tell you this is a smart home, and when you get there, you said, "Hey Google," or "Hey Alexa, play me this," and the next thing you hear is no internet connection. After the huge amount of money you spent, it becomes a disappointment. So it tells you the importance of design in our daily life. It helps to improve experiences, it helps to solve issues, it helps to communicate effectively, it helps to generate emotional connection, and also contributes to the betterment of individuals. We talk about the community and the environment itself. So design pervades our daily lives, making them more meaningful, practical, and visually appealing. So don't stop designing, but keep designing and keep improving. Keep creating art. See you in the next episode.